first time, certain item number 925.
Proclaim October 6, 2019 to be the second annual Salmon in Our City Day.
Commissioner Fish.
Well, colleagues, today's a big day for salmon, and we have a celebration planned accordingly. Portland is proud to be a city where nature is celebrated and enjoyed. And it's hard to overstate how important salmon are to our region. Salmon are a major part of our history. They are integral to the life and culture of local tribes and urban Indians. And they are part of our collective future, as salmon are a marker for how we treat our environment. Parks, natural areas, and green infrastructure are pivotal for salmon habitat. In 2004, Portland Parks and Recreation was the first city bureau to be Salmon Safe certified. And in 2016, the rest of our infrastructure and service bureaus followed suit, making Portland the first city in the nation to be certified as Salmon Safe. A year later, the city, in partnership with many bureaus, community organizations, tribal partners, and urban Indians, and the Army Corps of Engineers, establish our first salmon sanctuary at Crystal Springs. I'm pleased to report that it's being recognized internationally by the coalition of cities that are leading the way to step up to our global climate crisis. We are announcing today the Crystal Springs Restoration Project, one of our premier green infrastructure projects, has been recognized by the C40 Cities and Bloomberg Philanthropies as a finalist in its Cities 100 Award for Climate Adaptation and Resilience. The Cities 100 Award recognizes the top 100 of the world's boldest climate action projects. The winner will be announced October 10th in Copenhagen. Mayor Wheeler was originally planning to attend that conference, but I'm going to sub for him. No, the mayor will be attending the conference. The mayor will be attending the conference on behalf of the city. The New York Times just reported on studies that show that salmon and steelhead are at high risk of extinction above the Columbia River and Willamette River dams because of climate change. The city of Portland, I'm proud to report, is doing our best to prevent that from happening. We are applying the same strategies used at Crystal Springs to restore other salmon habitat. For example, we built a salmon subway in Oaks Bottom Wildlife Refuge, and we are about to start the Boone's Ferry Culvert Removal Project that will unlock habitat on Tryon Creek. And looking forward, we are poised to leverage federal dollars in partnership with the Army Corps of Engineers for additional restoration work. And a special shout out to Senator Jeff Merkley, who's been tracking the budget for that exciting project at the federal level. Today is an exciting day. Our invited testimony will highlight the incredible work that has been done over the last several years in salmon habitat restoration. And with that, I'd like to pass it off to the mayor, who has a few words to say, and he will then invite our first panel to the dais. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. The city of Portland is a national and an international leader in watershed health, salmon recovery, and climate change resiliency. We restore our rivers, creeks, and natural systems for many reasons. For some, it's to honor salmon as part of their natural and indigenous heritage. For others, because it better prepares our city for climate change. Today, we're first going to learn about an effort to help Portland fulfill its designation as a salmon-safe city. After that, I'll read a proclamation declaring October 6th to be Salmon in the City Day. The Salmon Safe certification acknowledges that we as a city are transforming government facilities and operations programs and activities to support salmon recovery and meet our certification requirements as a salmon safe city. This has been a true cross-bureau effort, which I appreciate. It's relied on the Bureau of Environmental Services, the Transportation Bureau, the Water Bureau, Fire and Rescue, the Office of Management and Finance, Facilities, Fleet Services, and Procurement. So it's truly been a group effort. Today we're going to hear about just a few of these successes from Adina Long, who's the Director for Parks and Recreation, and Caitlin Lavelle, who's the Science Integration Manager for the Bureau of Environmental Services. After they're done, we're going to hear from Dan Kent, who is the Executive Director of Salmon Safe Incorporated, and Judy Bluehorse Skelton, who's an organizer of the second annual Salmon in the City Day. And they'll come up and they'll speak in turn. I would ask that council ask questions or make comments after we've heard the update and after our invited guests have an opportunity to speak. I also just want to note that there is no council action formally required on this because this is a proclamation. So we'll start with Caitlin and Director Long. Welcome. And if you could just share with us a few words about the update on our salmon safe status.
Great.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning, Mayor. Good morning, Commissioners. I'll try to catch you up on your time. Thank you for the opportunity to help celebrate Portland Salmon by sharing a progress report on the city's biggest interbureau effort, our Salmon Safe Certification. This effort is coordinated by BPS, and Debbie Bischoff is ill and regrets that she couldn't be here today. But BPS should also be recognized for the important role that they play. Director Long will be joining me to present on Parks' efforts, and I'll be reporting out on the other bureaus. However, in the audience today are some key people who have made this happen. I'd like to recognize Melissa Brown from Bureau of Environmental Services. I don't know if Emily Roth from Parks is in the audience, but she's been an important implementer for Parks, Rich Grant with PBOT, Mike Sailing from the Water Bureau, Shay Davies from City Fleet, and Bill Goforth from Portland Fire and Rescue, and they'll be able to answer questions. We are really excited to partner with Salmon Safe, a homegrown nonprofit that is a leading eco-label organization, and as you mentioned, Dan will be speaking shortly. So I'll jump ahead. Portland Parks, we've been partnering with Salmon Safe since 2004 when Portland Parks first became Salmon Safe certified, and they have been recertified now twice more. That success led Mayor Hales in 2013 to pledge that Portland would become the first Salmon Safe city in the world. Because Salmon Safe is focused on site development and land management, they really focused on those bureaus that have land management responsibilities, namely BES, Water, PBOT, OMF, and Fire and Rescue. We were conditionally certified in 2016, and what that means is we have conditions that we have to show progress to meeting over our five-year certification progress. And so today we're sharing our progress at our three-year milestone. A number of the conditions apply across all of the bureaus. And Portland Parks' 2018 recertification had four separate conditions. The cross-bureau conditions really focused on land management, focusing on those areas that are vegetated that each bureau owns and where we could prioritize habitat and restoration, as well as water conservation programs. And now I'll turn it over to Director Long to talk about Portland Parks' highlights.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioners and Mayor Wheeler. Again, I'm Adina Long, Director of Portland Parks and Recreation, and we appreciate the opportunity to tell you how we've enhanced and restored salmon habitat in our city. Our bureau and partner efforts mean that after decades away from their natural habitat in the heart of Portland, we now once again have wild salmon in Westmoreland Park. This stems directly from the Crystal Creek restoration work we completed with BES and the Army Corps of Engineers. Just last year, we enjoyed even more benefits from working with these partners, creating the Salmon Subway at Oaks Bottom Wildlife Refuge. Portland Parks and Recreation is proudly recognized as a leader in restoring and maintaining salmon habitat. In 2004, we were the first park system in the United States to be certified as Salmon Safe, and we still are, having been recertified twice. Salmon Safe says that Portland Parks and Recreation is a shining example of how a city park system can succeed at environmental restoration. Salmon Safe also recognized that PPNR has moved towards an even greater conservation mindset in the last 15 years that we've engaged with them. Our efforts in protecting and restoring wild salmon are continuing today. We are improving irrigation efficiency and water conservation throughout our entire system. Our science-based integrated pest management program continues to receive accolades for its practices and success. We are proud of our recently created ecologically sustainable landscape program, something Salmon Safe also noted. The initiative brings nature and more natural features into neighborhood parks with benefits to people, plants, and wildlife. Finally, we are happy to report that Portland Parks and Recreation has been successful with restoration efforts in every city park along the Willamette River and on the Columbia Slough. Salmon in the city, we are working to keep them here and to keep them healthy. Thank you.
Thank you.
For the Bureau of Environmental Services, Salmon Safe really challenged us to independently quantify the success of the projects that we've had to date. We went one step further and looked ahead at the projects we're also going to be putting in the ground in the next 5 years, and we modeled them against climate change to show whether or not we're doing enough to overcome the impacts of climate change. The good news is, with some species we are, with others like steelhead, we are going to lose ground, and so we need to be doing more. We also were challenged to monitor our progress, which we have been doing through the Portland Watershed report cards. Good news, we're going to be unveiling the next report cards on October 18th with a snazzy new interactive map, tracking and linking all of our restoration projects to the overall health of the watershed. Portland Bureau of Transportation had some very simple criteria, such as moving material and storing it differently. And you'll see a theme throughout all of these conditions about how we use chemicals on our lands. Portland Parks has been leading the way with their integrated pest management program. The individual bureaus were challenged to customize that program to their own bureau activities, which PBOT did in addition to a water conservation plan. It's interesting to note that PBOT has actually not irrigated any street landscaping for over 10 years as a water conservation measure. A lot of people don't think about the chemicals that are used on the Benson bubblers, but the Water Bureau did after the Salmon Safe certification and changed the polishing agent to be more salmon friendly. They too adopted a water management plan for Mount Tabor as a water conservation measure. The Office of Management and Finance had a number of different conditions related to different activities within OMF, including their procurement practices and ensuring those services that we contract with are, in fact, using integrated pest management practices and Salmon Safe procurement requirements. City Fleet, in addition to having sort of end-of-pipe requirements to meet our carbon emissions requirements, also took a look at how they're storing their fuel and how they're managing spills. Fire and Rescue took both an external and an internal facing look at their practices. They reduced their water consumption by changing their landscaping to be more drought tolerant and address some of their stormwater that discharges from their fire stations. Inside, they really evaluated the chemicals that they use and changed their chemical supply and switched over to a lot of green products. The next steps, because we've been on this bifurcated process with Parks and the rest of the bureaus, Salmon Safe has agreed at our next recertification that we're going to bring all of these together onto the same track, and we'll be considering recertification for all of the bureaus within 2 years. At this point, I'd like to turn it over to Commissioner Fish to introduce the next panel.
Yeah, and before we thank this panel, you know, none of this work happens without strong partnerships, both within the city of Portland, with our federal and state partners, with our community partners. I'm very proud of that track record. But colleagues, I will also tell you that without Caitlin's leadership, we would not have made the progress we've made, particularly on salmon sanctuaries. And while I'm biased because I have the Bureau of Environmental Services in my portfolio, I just want to once again recognize her outstanding work.
Thank you.
And the work that she helps lead at BES, because it's literally put us on the map. And to be a finalist for the Bloomberg Philanthropies, a global recognition for a project, and to be so intimately involved as she has been with the development of Crystal Springs and this whole idea of salmon sanctuaries, is a credit to the professionals who work for our city, and I just want to give a shout out to her and her team. Our next panel, as the mayor previewed, is composed of Dan Kent, the executive director of Salmon Safe, and our friend Judy Bluehorse Skelton, who is a community leader and organizer of Salmon in the City Day. Welcome to both of you. Who would like to start?
I'll go first. Thank you, yep. Commissioner Fish. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and other commissioners. You've heard from Salmon Safe over the years, but as a reminder, again, we are a nonprofit Portland-based environmental certification organization focused on water quality protection and habitat conservation, working up and down the West Coast. 3 years ago, as you heard, Portland became the first city in the world to join with a third-party independent verification organization to complete a comprehensive assessment of its impacts in its watershed with the goal of becoming a salmon-safe city. Today you heard from Caitlin about the outstanding work by each of the bureaus in achieving that ideal. All of these efforts by the bureaus were informed by a site-by-site assessment across the city by Salmon Safe's independent science team, evaluating the operations of the city with respect to impacts on the urban Willamette River watershed. That meant assessing everything from stormwater management at fire stations, like you saw in the slide, to the performance of the city's fish restoration projects. Of course, we're hearing a lot about that this morning, to evaluating street cleaning practices by PBOT, and even the products used in graffiti removal. As you heard, the citywide effort by Portland was itself inspired by years of Salmon Safe-related restoration work by Portland Parks going back to the early 2000s. Much of that early Salmon Safe work with Parks focused on the Johnson Creek watershed, and our science team focusing in particular on Crystal Springs. And that, of course, that work by the city over the years now being recognized by the C40 cities designation or nomination. Since the city made its Salmon Safe commitment in 2016, we've seen the leadership of BES and Parks and the other bureaus involved in the Salmon Sanctuaries effort as an example of how the city is building on the recommendations from the Salmon Safe Science Team, and again, effort being recognized by the C40 Cities Award. We also appreciate the BES Watershed Report Card as an additional step by the city towards greater transparency and accountability in its environmental initiatives. In Salmon Safe's work with cities up and down the West Coast, we see just what a leader Portland is when it comes to environmental issues ranging from climate action to being out front and on the ground in globally significant actions like creating urban sanctuaries for imperiled native salmon. Over more than 15 years, the Salmon Safe practices that were first pioneered beginning at Portland Parks have been applied at sites up and down the coast, ranging from close to home, the Nike World Headquarters campus, to University of Washington in Seattle, to OHSU's new campus at South Waterfront. And on Earth Day of this year, we were pleased to announce that the city of Shoreline, Washington, just north of Seattle, is following in Portland's footsteps with citywide certification. Congratulations to Portland today on this midstream progress report from the bureaus regarding meeting commitments to being the first Salmon Safe City.
Thank you very much, Dan. Judy, welcome.
Tots, maybe. Good morning. Welcome. Good to see everybody again. I'm Judy Bluehorse-Skelton, Nez Perce, Cherokee, and really honored to be speaking today on behalf of Salmon in the city, but also our Native American Community Advisory Council, who has been meeting for almost 9 years and helping to partner with Bureau of Environmental Services and Parks and other city and local government agencies to ensure that the safety and health of our salmon, recognizing it is intimately linked to the health and safety and resilience of Indigenous people, to bring that forward in a good way. We actually first met, and Commissioner Fish, you were there, in 2014 at the Westmoreland Park and celebrated salmon, and we had Congressman Blumenauer there and Colonel from the Army Corps of Engineers there, and I tell the story that he came to me and he said, "Judy, I see salmon this big spawning right behind our little stage at Westmoreland Park." And it was like they were just waiting for all of us to do the right thing. And I think we have, and I think the work continues. We continue to sing and gather at the water's edge to offer thanks, offer prayers, welcoming the salmon home. Their resilience and endurance teach us how to endure and be resilient. The cultural resilience in the city is guided by salmon and what they teach us as our relative to make our presence known and to not just heal the indigenous community, but recognizing Portland sitting on the confluence of the Michiwana, the Big River, Columbia River, and the Willamette Rivers has always been a hub of Salmon Nation. And so all Portlanders, all residents, are part of Salmon Nation and have this opportunity to share in that responsibility that salmon need to keep coming home so that we can continue to be here in a good way. This Sunday, October 6th, we will be gathering at the confluence of Crystal Springs and Johnson Creek Park. At Johnson Creek Park, we will be providing salmon tastes and tea from native plants, storytelling, traditional drumming, songs, prayers, and welcoming the salmon back. Welcome to join us between 11 and 4. I'd like to take a moment to recognize, I'm putting them on the spot, two of our community members who constantly and forever keep that tradition of honoring salmon and preparing them in a traditional way in the city and throughout the region. Christine and Clifton Bruno, would you mind just standing a moment? Without the keepers of tradition, then we lose so much. Our ancestors have been gathering here since time immemorial. We practice the values and the guidance they give us for the 21st century and for the seventh generation. We're excited. Our partnerships will continue, and we're looking forward to what the salmon have to teach us in the future. I want to thank everyone's work, Bureau of Environmental Services and the Parks Bureau, and all of you in your commitment to salmon and the people and the city, and recognizing that water is sacred and is water is life. Katsiyaya. Thank you.
Judy, thank you for being such a wonderful partner. I have a treatment weekend, so I deeply regret I will not be able to join you. I have, I think, Asena Lawrence, and who helped put together this presentation today, and another person from my office. I'm hoping one or more of my colleagues are able to stop by because it is a wonderful celebration, and thank you for all that you do.
You're always there in spirit, Commissioner Fish, so thank you for all you do.
Mayor, the next thing on our run of show is is a proclamation.
Very good. So on behalf of the council, I have this beautiful proclamation, which is in very small type, so I'll read it here in much larger type. Whereas, since time immemorial, wild salmon, steelhead, and lamprey have been and continue to be a source of life, food, and ceremony for the indigenous people of this land. And whereas wild salmon, steelhead, and lamprey are indicators of clean and healthy rivers and are symbols of a vibrant, resilient, and livable city. And whereas wild salmon, steelhead, and lamprey in Portland are on the brink of extinction in the face of continued habitat degradation, over-harvesting, competition from hatchery fish and other invasive fish, and climate change. And whereas all salmon, steelhead, and lamprey in the Columbia River and the Willamette River rely on Portland's rivers and streams to survive their journeys to and from the oceans. And whereas the city of Portland has been an urban leader in Oregon's protection and recovery of wild salmon, steelhead, and lamprey by establishing the first endangered species program and becoming the first city in the nation to certify all infrastructure and operations bureaus as salmon safe. And whereas in 2017, Portland designated Crystal Springs Creek as the first ever urban salmon sanctuary in the country. And whereas Portland will continue improving and restoring salmon sanctuaries across the city's urban watershed to support salmon and lamprey recovery. And whereas, together with partners, tribal governments, and the community, We will celebrate these successes in salmon and lamprey protection and recovery at the Salmon Celebration at Johnson Creek Park on October 6, 2019. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, the mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim October 6, 2019 to be the second annual Salmon in Our City Day in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this day.
Mayor, there's been a request that we get a group photograph, if we could do that.
Great. So we'll take these ropes down and we'll just gather here. And we'll have a photo.
Why don't the two, if you don't mind, why don't both of them squeeze in here? Right. Squeeze in here.
Wrong photo. Turn.
One, two, three.
One, two, three.
Oh, thank you. Do you know how often that needs to be updated, Anja?
Thank you very much.
Like, can we predictably, are we able to predict when it needs to be updated? Okay, maybe a few days in advance you could ping me or something.